And these beautiful pictures have been supplied by Robin, and they're going to change from time to time to encourage you in your spirit of place. Spirit of place refers to the unique, distinctive, and cherished aspect of a spirit of place. In classical Roman religion, a genius loci was the protective spirit of place. Many architects, writers, designers, painters have been influenced in their works by spirit, feel, and atmosphere of a place. Spirituality is a broad concept with room for many perspectives. In general, it's a sense of connection to something bigger than ourselves. Well, that sums up Google's opinion on the subject. But in our lives, I think we confidently say that God and his angels have influenced our spirit of place. I hope you've got some examples from your life to throw in the mix when this is all over. The first character that came to my mind was Jacob. I think he was a bit of a rebel in his youth. He stole his brother's birthright. He speedily left his family. He got into trouble with his two wives and with Laban. But the thing that saved him was his spirit of place. He loved God and God loved him. He was about to experience and find that special place. I don't know enough about Jacob to know whether he wrestled with God or with a man or with an angel. But the representative, this creature did represent God. But now Jacob was very frightened to meet up with his brother. He'd come so far. God wrestled with Jacob all night, and lastly he crippled him. The Lord changed his name to Israel, which means God wrestler. The angel said to him, "You have wrestled with God and you have come through." What an astounding spirit of place for Jacob. After his experience, Jacob changed. He felt sorry for Esau. They became friends. He bought land in Shechem and he named it El Elohai Israel for his God. Now we come to David, one of my favourite people, I think because he was so wicked and it made me feel a bit comfortable. Yes. King David was a poet, historian, psalmist, lover of God and warrior, and he had his place, and his spirit of place was the whole of the land of Israel. Sometimes and often he was in unspeakable places, in a cave hiding from Saul, in another in Achish's palace, pretending to be an idiot so he could save his followers and himself, slaughtering left, right and centre, so much so that God refused him permission to build the temple. But he always came back to his favourite place with his Heavenly Father. Now Bronwyn's going to read the piece that I gave her. Where is she? There.
Can I come out?
Yes, please.
So I put the message Bible on my phone so that I hope it all worked well. I've been practicing. So this is Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5 first. Do you want the two lights to
hold up together?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
No, we need to hear it louder.
Okay. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, bless my soul. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth, you're always young in his presence. Now I'll read from 19 to 22. God has set his throne in heaven. He rules over us all. He's the king. So bless God, you angels, ready and able to fly at his bidding, quick to hear and do what he says. Bless God, all you armies of angels, alert to respond to whatever he wills. Bless God, all creatures wherever you are, everything and everyone made by God, and you, O my soul, bless God.
Lots of angels in that. I like angels. Oh, yeah, thanks. We don't know the circumstances in which it was written, but since David was a man who knew the grace and reverence and deliverance of God many times, it could also have been many times in his life. Now we're going to talk about Esther. I'm going to read bits and pieces out of the book of Esther, which will tell this story and tell of her spirit of place in the plan of God. I want you to imagine Esther's great fear, overcome by her great love of God just the same, her great trust in Mordecai and the unimaginable cruelty and wickedness of the king, Xerxes of Susa. Just think about her, where she was. The Message Bible says there's a long history of killing men and women because they are perceived as reminders or representatives of the living God, as if killing people who worship God gets rid of God himself. 10 years ago, we completed a century marked by an extraordinary frenzy of such God killings. To no one's purpose or surprise, because God's still alive and present. Esther spent a year being prepared for her presentation to the king. This was really terrifying. Esther spent a year being prepared for her presentation to the king, this really terrifying and angry man. Mordecai constantly strolled before the court of the harem to keep an eye on Esther and to guide her. The king loved Esther immediately, so that was pretty handy. Saved a lot of, problems. She didn't have to like him, but he loved her. Once again, God was involved in saving the Israelites. Haman was furious and immediately set about the plan to destroy the Israelites because she was getting into such favour. Esther was about to find her spirit of place. From the moment she was saved for the time to be queen for Susa, and the workings of Mordecai and the Spirit of God. She pleaded with the king and he listened to her request. There was almighty slaughter left and right. Haman's 10 sons were hanged and hundreds of the enemy were killed. And so Mordecai wrote all this down and sent copies to all the Jews in all King Xerxes' provinces, regardless of the distance. They established the annual celebration of the Day of Adar, when, because of Esther's courage, when she found her spirit of place, the Jews turned to joy, sorrow to joy, mourning, and somersaulted into holiday of parties and fun and laughter and sending gifts to the poor. Mordecai the Jew ranked second in command to Xerxes. He was popular among the people and greatly respected. He worked hard for the good of the people. He cared for the peace and prosperity of his race. I guess we could say that Mordecai found his spirit of place. Oh, it says here, Val reads. Do you read yet?
Sorry.
Well done. What does yours start with?
With when John was born.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, I'll say this first. If ever a man and woman had the spirit of play surrounding them, their whole lives, it was Elizabeth and her son, John the Baptizer, from the moment he was born. And this is, I think this, the Message Bible says this beautifully. When John was born, it was said, a deep reverential fear settled over the neighbourhood and in all the Judean hills. Country people talked of nothing else. Everyone who heard about it took it to their hearts, wondering, what will become of this child? Clearly God has had his hand in this. So right from the beginning, Elizabeth and John were taken over by spirit of place. This was a real spirit of place for the people who lived near Elizabeth and John. Okay, Val?
You just read most of it.
Okay, come and read what's left.
I'll read it all.
Okay.
It'd be nice to hear it again, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
When John was born, it was said, a deep reverential fear settled over the neighbourhood and in all the Judean hills. Country people talked of nothing else. Everyone who heard it took it to their hearts, wondering, what will become of this child? Clearly, God has had a hand in this. This was the real spirit of place for the people who lived near to Elizabeth and Zechariah. Later on, in Mark 1, John said to the people, the real action comes next. The star in this drama, to whom I am a mere stagehand, will change your life. I am baptizing in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. His baptism, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change your life inside out.
Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely beautiful. Beautifully done, Val. Thank you, darling. Jesus said to the crowd who were wondering who they were seeing in John, that's right, a messenger, possibly the greatest messenger you'll ever hear. He is the messenger Malachi announced when he wrote, I am sending my messenger to you to make the road smooth for you. Let me lay it out as plainly as I can. No one in history surpasses John the Baptizer, but in the kingdom he prepared for you, the lowliest person is ahead of him. So in this short time of John working with Jesus, before John's death, these men came together to present us all with the greatest spirit of place. This is the last one. Mary Magdalene asked the gardener where he had buried Jesus. Jesus answered and said, Mary. Turning to him and recognizing him, she said, Rabboni. Jesus said, don't cling to me, I haven't ascended to my Father. I've talked about this to Robin, and I think she thinks with me that there's no question in my mind that Mary loved Jesus. She loved him like a man, but when Jesus rose, he was halfway there, and so he had to go to God to have himself completely changed. Dear Mary Magdalene, what a spirit of place she endured and she treasured. She was chosen to see the resurrected Christ. She was first with the news to the disciples. She had stood at the foot of the cross with him. I'm sure you've all experienced a spiritual place and nearness to God on this earth. My combined family have this experience in the Scottish Highlands. We have ancient roots in this place and in Ireland and in the far Faroe Islands. I want to close with a beautiful passage from John Bunyan's book, A Pilgrim's Progress, written in 1670. I pray that this is our eternal spirit of place. I see myself now at the end of my journey. My toilsome days are ended. I'm going now to see the head that was crowned with thorns and that face that was spit upon for me. I have formerly lived by hearsay and faith, but now I go where I shall live by sight and shall be with him in whose company I delight. I have loved to hear my Lord spoken of, and wherever I have seen the print of this shoe in the earth, there I have coveted to set my foot too. His name to me has been as a civet box, yea, sweeter than all perfume. His voice to me has been most sweet, and his countenance I have desired more than they that have desired the light of the sun. His words I did use to gather for my food and for antidotes against my faintings. He has held me. He has kept me from mine iniquities. Yea, my steps he has strengthened in his way. Glorious it was to see how the open region was filled with horses and chariots and trumpets and pipers, with singers and players on stringed instruments, to welcome the pilgrims as they went up and followed one another in at the beautiful gate of the city.